Good day, I'm Anjuli James-Soyez with JIS Midday News for Thursday, March 2. Coming up, increased security measures at correctional institutions, ground broken for construction of housing solutions in Kitsentown, St. Catherine, and corporate Air Republic Hospital and clinic patients to access medication more speedily. The news in detail after this message.
Switching to solar power may be expensive, but it's worth it. You don't want to find out your solar system is substandard after purchase. So be sure to buy your solar PV system from a qualified, reputable provider. Check their qualifications and experience, ask for references, and talk to previous customers. Get several quotations before choosing a supplier. Make sure you get value for your money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. The Ministry of National Security has announced plans to boost security in correctional institutions across the island. The move also forms part of efforts to clamp down on unauthorized recording of music by inmates. Minister of State in the Ministry of National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., says among the security measures to be implemented are the installation of X-ray scanning machines, metal detectors, and new entry management protocols. All new recruits and correctional officers will also be polygraphed. Additional measures include the relocation of inmates and rezoning of spaces in all institutions, expanded closed-circuit television CCTV coverage across the correctional system, and enhanced use of cellular phone jamming technology. Senator Charles says the Department of Correctional Services will be deepening collaboration with the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption in a bid to maintain high security standards. Ground has been broken for a new housing development in Kitsentown, St. Catherine. 37 residential units will be constructed in the community of Marysfield in Kitsentown. The project is being undertaken by the National Housing Trust and will include the sale of lots to Jamaicans at a reduced price of under $3 million. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the solution will help residents build at their own pace, minimizing the occurrence of informal settlements in the area.
This kind of service lot development satisfies another category in the housing market. Those people who would want to acquire the service lot and build out their housing solution over time. We are looking not just to build the prepackaged solutions, but to give you solutions that match your income and your stage and your preference.
The Marysfield housing development is situated on 11.3 acres of land. Construction of infrastructure is slated for completion this year. In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced that the National Housing Trust, NHT, will construct approximately 4,000 housing starts before the end of the year. A housing start is the construction of the foundation prior to building. A total of 1,062 housing solutions will be delivered in St. Catherine by 2018, with 253 already being developed by the NHT at Eltham Farm and Helshaw. Mr. Holness has also directed the agency to improve its systems and processes in keeping with housing demands. The Prime Minister, who was speaking at a recent land ceremony in St. Catherine, said there are also plans to deliver about 2,000 housing solutions by the end of 2017. And public hospital and clinic patients in the corporate area should experience shorter wait times to get medication going forward. This as the government has signed a public-private partnership agreement with six private pharmacies in Kingston. This move is the latest leg of the National Health Fund's Public Sector Pharmacy Partner Pilot Program. The six participating pharmacies in Kingston are Ashbiz, Dolphin, Regal, and Marching Bees Pharmacy Limited, as well as New Horizons Pharmacy Limited and Everybody's Pharmacy. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the Public Sector Pharmacy Partner Pilot Program has benefited over 3,000 persons to date.
But to date, since it has started, I employed over 3,000 Jamaicans who would have had to go to the hospital pharmacy in Maypen at the hospital, have been able to access their drugs through the one of four private pharmacies in Maypen, in and around the Maypen Hospital.
He was speaking at the launch of the program for the Kingston pharmacies on Tuesday. Under the program, persons will be asked to pay $200 to offset administrative costs for filling prescriptions at participating private pharmacies. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuli James-Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.